This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men News. It is Monday, the Monday after Liverpool picked up another 3 points to remain 5 points clear at the top of the league. Jose Mourinho doesn't think that's significant. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. A couple of little bits and pieces, which sadly, you know, are a bit irrelevant or irreverent, I should say, but pale into insignificance because there's a video that's gone out yesterday. I don't quite know where this has gone out, Tom, but as a Chelsea fan, he's sort of video bombed a Chelsea fan cam. We're not going to play the video on here because I don't want to give any additional oxygen to morons like that. But he said something a bit nasty about Liverpool fans, and obviously it's a Hillsborough slayer. We've checked Blues TV to see where this video's come from, and it doesn't appear to be from their YouTube channel, but no. It's obviously logoed up and all that. Again, I'm going to ask them about that in due course, but
it's the same tripe that's getting thrown about every time. And I don't know if he genuinely believes it or if he's trying to do it to have a little go and have a laugh at the expense of people dying, which is just not on. Yeah. We always known it's not on. But it's the same thing where if he genuinely believes it, then it's ill-educated stuff coming from a rag.
Yeah.
And they haven't looked into it themselves, even though it's all been proven. It's all come out since, and
Liverpool really fans have been exonerated. So he accuses Liverpool fans of murdering their own
and robbing from the dead,
which is just
a report in a scumbag paper that we won't name.
It's 2019 going on 2020. It's 30 years now. And granted, you know, the lies that are so deep rooted, and we talk about this all the time about how the football fans and football rivalry is a thing where you look to get a reaction out of opposing fans. This is after the game. Mm. This is apropos of nothing. This is not him being interviewed and just decided he's going on a rant. He's jumped in on someone else. And the thing that annoys me is some of the reactions. And to Sophie's credit in this video, she turns around and says, no, you can't say that. Right, cut it. So to be fair, I don't know how this video is out there.
Exactly.
Which is another question for not now. But it's the reactions of the lad who laughs, because it's become like a naughty joke. Mm. It's like the kind of, someone tells you an inappropriate joke and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that, ha ha ha. The whole thing sits really uncomfortable with me. And again, I don't want to criticise the other lads in the video too much. I don't think their reactions are great, but it's just, once again, an absolute waff. And I won't play the video, but I will zoom in so we can have a little look at this fella. I mean, they all wear flat caps, don't they, down south? I don't necessarily. He looks about 50, but he could be in his 20s.
He's going to get reparations for this, though.
He should not. I know he should do, but it's another example of this happening again. We had this happen a few years ago when there was a lad who had anti-scouts, and he was a barrister or something, and ended up losing his job. I hope this guy gets his comeuppance, to be fair, because it's scumbag behaviour.
Yeah.
But it's upsetting again because
it's not every Chelsea fan, though, and that's the problem.
No.
A lot of people now are going to jump on this and go, oh, this is all Chelsea fans. It's not. It's a small section of a fan base, and every fan base has them, where they like to use dead people as jokes.
Yeah, we can't use this fella to tie an entire fan base. All we can say with absolute certainty is this fella's an absolute god.
Yeah, you know that.
And I hope he gets whatever's coming to him, to be perfectly honest like that. So we'll obviously, if more happens from that, we'll talk about it. But I hate the fact that we have to mention it because it's such a big thing. Loads of people have tweeted that video to me this morning, and I don't want it to be swept under the rug.
No.
I don't like the culture where we're constantly ashamed and offended by all these things that happen at all times. But that is just I mean, he's talking about people fucking died. People went to a football game and they go, I don't need to keep doing this. The Liverpool problem, we've covered this to death. We should be able to move on from this. And the reason why we can't move on from this is because there's still fucking morons out there saying stupid things like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, as I say, in irreverent content coming up that we've still got to talk about, Jürgen Klopp, Virgil van Dijk and Alisson Becker are up for the FIFA Men's Awards, Best Awards tonight.
Paul, we're being talked about. Like, our manager is being taught, and he should win it. Virgil van Dijk should win the best player, and then you're looking at Alisson should win it. These aren't getting thrown in, these players and these people aren't getting thrown in just on a whim. These fully deserve to win it, and I fully expect all three of them to come away with awards here, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we've been playing at such an elite level, and then it's one of them, you speak about all these players, and Virgil van Dijk won it ahead of Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi. I can't remember what award it was, the UEFA one.
Player of the Year, men's player of the
year. But then no one's really given Jürgen Klopp credit. Obviously, he's got credit from us and around the world for his genius tactics and stuff, but it'd be nice to see him just get an award and just be able to parade it around and just be like, yeah, I am the best.
Absolutely. It'd be interesting if Virgil does win this, because if you're going up against Cristiano Ronaldo and Leo Messi, there's plenty of reasons to give. I think more Messi, just because of his goal score, his goal scoring exploits. Just a ridiculous season for him again last year. I mean, look, they both won their domestic titles as well at Juve and Barca.
Can we vote for Virgil van Dijk there?
Yes, we can. Let's do that right now.
There you go.
Oh, fuck off, Messi. Messi on 46% there, Virgil. I mean, look, ultimately, this is who do we think will win, because the voting's all done. But that's not indicative of what's going to happen.
Yeah. It'd
be lovely to see. And you're right, the most important thing is Liverpool players being in these. You know, we're only a few years removed from Chris being invited down to the ceremonies for this stuff, and like, we had no vested interest in this stuff, but all of a sudden we do, and that's absolutely wonderful. Yeah. Random little note, there's a guy on Twitter, Manny, posted a picture with Harvey Elliott, who was in the away end yesterday, which is crazy. And I realised this kind of two reasons. Obviously, he's a young Liverpool player and he's looking to ingratiate himself. Absolutely, I'm cool with that. But as a former Fulham player, he must stay Chelsea as well. Oh, yeah. So he'll have thoroughly enjoyed that.
Exactly. No, it's great to see. I mean, obviously, young lad coming in, not from the city and stuff, big Liverpool fan, and it's nice to see him getting about. I remember when he first signed for us, he took his family to Liverpool club shop, I think Loddon and that were in the club shop, and he saw him in there, and he was like, oh, he's getting the shirt done for all his family and stuff. It's boss to see, and it's one of them, when he eventually becomes the world-class star that we all know he's going to be, it'll be nice, this kid can go, yeah, I've got a picture with Harvey Elliott.
Yeah, absolutely. Before
Major James Redmond as well.
So we've seen, anyone who's been listening to the news today will know that Thomas Cook's gone bust, and that has a significant impact for hundreds of thousands of holiday goers at the moment.
150,000 Paul stranded, which is mad.
Absolutely insane. Look, Liverpool fans, we're not big fans of Thomas Cook. People call them like legal touts or whatever for Liverpool, but they do handle Liverpool's packages. Liverpool have released a statement saying, we're aware Thomas Cook has ceased trading this morning. Thomas Cook sells 360 hospitality packages for each of our home games at Anfield. We're currently assessing the impact of Thomas Cook ceasing trading and the impact of those supporters who purchase packages from Thomas Cook. Once we have those details from Thomas Cook, we will update supporters. Yeah, something to keep an eye on, because as much as there's people obviously stranded there, let's be honest, it's a far more serious thing. But though this will impact people who are probably coming from all over the world, to Liverpool definitely. Games, they'll have bought these packages through Thomas Cook, and hopefully Liverpool are able to fulfil them all.
Yeah,
but it is a potential concern.
I mean, United have got the same thing. They said they've got a small number that have already been pre-sold and stuff, so it's going to be interesting. I think Chelsea might do as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a big thing. Three big Premier League clubs there that have been affected by this, and it's one of them.
Ultimately, fuck the Premier League clubs.
Of course.
It's the fans who are impacting. We see this all the time, how hard it is to get tickets for Liverpool games. And sometimes you've got no choice. So there'll be people who, I think they do it in it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Yeah. They're going to come over, they just want to see one game at Liverpool. So they don't mind paying over the odds for the big package. And which is, you know, a lot of people say it the weekend. Yeah. I hope for their sake this gets sorted out.
It's a good chance for a lot of good PR for Liverpool, though, if they can sort out this. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they can go to all these fans and just go, look, you sorted it, we will make sure that you fulfil all this stuff. I think that'll do massive for Liverpool's PR.
Yeah.
Not that we really.
But it's important. Liverpool, you know, they shouldn't be doing it for the PR.
You look after
there's a knock-on effect of, you take care of the fans and the rest take care of itself. A little bit of an update on Sadio Mane. I've just recorded the match build-up show. I went heavy on the fact that because Mane was withdrawn early, he was a shoo-in to start against MK Dons. No, he was injured. He had a dead leg. Ask post-match Klopp said it was a knock on the bone around the knee and a dead leg. That's an awful combination. He tried everything, but I think you saw there was one counter situation when he really tried, and I would say on a non-dead leg day, he will get that ball, but no chance. And then we say, come on, now we have to do it and change. That's it. So there's talk that he might be a little bit of a doubt for midweek off the back of it, which is going to make the comments unbearable on the unmatch, in terms of match build-up show. This is my life, so.
I mean, it's one of them where, look, he's not going to shy away. He will want to play every single game of football. He's not stopped playing football, and he's still got a smile on his face. I think if there's any chance he can play, he will play, or at least be on the bench. We were speaking about it on the Umbro, or yous were talking about how you need some senior players on there. Go over and watch it. Definitely, it'll be out later today or tomorrow morning, possibly. But it's one of them where he will want to play regardless. I don't think a dead leg. I mean, you used to see Suarez coming back from getting booted every which way, every week. It's one of them ways. I think Sadio Mane, if he really wants to play, will do. And we're just going to assess it. I hope he does play against on the week in the midweek.
I wonder whether we need one of the three to be available for this, and whether this just knocks him down the pecking order. We'll obviously
especially with Origi being up. That's the big issue.
Yeah, potentially. Jose Mourinho was on Sky last night. I thought he did a pretty decent job, but he was talking about Liverpool's lead at the top of the league. He said 5 points lead to Man City. I don't think it's significant. Liverpool, obviously, they're going to lose a match like City lost to Norwich. They will lose a match. They're going to drop a couple of points here and there, and City are capable of having a run like Liverpool is having now. I think this 5-point gap is not so significant, but we're speaking before the game. It's better to go in top of the league. It's better to look back and see my biggest rival, City, today. It's one of those matches where they think Stamford Bridge, even a draw, is good for them, and they go from 5-3. In the end, it's a big victory for Liverpool. I think Mourinho is absolutely spot on here. I don't think we should be getting carried away. I think we should enjoy the fact that we've got this lead, but I don't think we need to get ourselves into a situation where. He's right. Liverpool will drop points. I can't understand how it's possible that Liverpool are going to lose a game. But as we saw in Napoli, it only takes a dodgy refereeing decision. Yeah. Or City saw, you know, it last season, a random player to stick a worldie, and all of a sudden you're in difficulty. So we shouldn't be getting too carried away with the whole thing.
No, definitely. But I think, look, Virgil van Dijk speaks about it all the time. We don't think about these things. We don't think about the records. We don't think about Chelsea. And we don't think about City, sorry, behind us. We don't think about, we haven't lost a game and blah, blah, blah. We just go into the next game focused on how we're going to beat this team. And, all right, maybe it doesn't work out. Maybe it does. But I think these records and stuff are great for us. But you know for a fact that with the elite mentality we've got in terms of all the way through, running through the team to the dinner ladies, you know what I mean? Everyone's on top of the game and no one's worried about these things. I think Mourinho is spot on. But to be honest, if we keep playing and grinding out results, when are we losing a game? City away, you know what I mean?
No, it's true, and I was thinking this the other day, and look, at Liverpool, he's dead right, logic prevails, Liverpool will lose a game at some point because it's very difficult to win or to go unbeaten and all that kind of stuff. But until it happens, I'll believe it's possible for Liverpool to basically stay winning forever and ever and ever and ever. We're going to take some of your comments in a moment. So, Si, if you've got some stuff queued up, by all means, throw them our way. But before we do, if you're watching this live on the Red Men News YouTube channel or anywhere else, go over there. Make sure you click the subscribe button, click the notification bell as well, and you'll be notified when we go live with these daily videos, Monday to Friday at 12:30. You know, feels like I'm giving it away, but, you know, everyone likes a little reminder every now and again. But other than that, Si, what have you got for us?
Got quite a bit of discussion about the MK Dons game that I get to tomorrow. Paul Young says it's time for Harvey Elliott and Brewster to get a chance now. MK Dons on Wednesday, Sheffield United Saturday, then Salzburg on Wednesday. Play both on Wednesday and then one game each after. Let's see what they can do.
Yeah, I think so. The Harvey Elliott stuff's going to be interesting. I think Brewster, 100%. I would be baffled if he doesn't get a game in the midweek. Harvey Elliott is an interesting one because there's senior lads, I think, who need game time. Mm-hmm. You know, Lallana needs games. Milner probably needs games. Oxlade-Chamberlain needs games. Shaqiri. And can we balance all that and also give a chance to a 16, 17-year-old child as well?
And it's a lot of responsibility putting on him. We have to go out there and win that game. Mm. We do, really. I mean, obviously, it's more for their game, playing progression. If they win this game, they get more game time. That's the reward. I don't expect them to fully win the competition, but you never know. But I think Harvey Elliott's an interesting one, definitely, because he looked so good in pre-season. Yeah. He looked so good and he looked exciting. And it was sometimes you see these young players coming in and they just don't have any qualms at running at players and just going, I'm better than you. Yeah. I know what to do. I remember Sterling when he first came in. You were like, oh, wow, this guy. And then even to an extent, Ojo and stuff like that, where you're like, okay, they're running at people. They really want to make things happen. And I want to see that. I think Bruce there, just for his development, again, in pre-season, we saw him start to get into the team and ingratiate himself in terms of the one-touch play. And it'll be a chance for Jürgen Klopp to give him pointers on the game, because that's what happened. The last time he played, Jürgen Klopp was like, get down the line, and he didn't make it. And he'll be able now to show Jürgen Klopp, okay, I'm doing this now.
The thing for Brewster, for me, is that, and it doesn't get mentioned, that many places, I think I might have mentioned it on something yesterday, is he's not played for 18 months. You know, he had an injury. We talked about Oxlade-Chamberlain being eased back into a game. There's a senior footballer who's played lots and lots of football at the highest level, Champions League and Premier League, and he needs games, he needs minutes just to get used to being in that.
Yeah.
Brewster needs that, but also he's never played at that level before, so he needs to get games. He just needs to play football for us. So, no, I'm very, very excited to see what he can do, and I really hope for him, this is why this competition is so important. Harvey Elliott, I don't think we'll see Harvey Elliott at all this season unless we get a couple of good games in there, a good cup run, one or the other, or both. But it could be the making of the young lads, so that would be amazing. Go on, Si, one more.
Just a nice little comment on the game yesterday. Michael Sutton says, after such a hard trip midweek, I was very proud of the effort, concentration and fight, especially as they had two home games back to back.
Absolutely. This time last year, more or less, it was like a one game week removed, but we put in arguably the worst performance of the season away at Napoli. We were terrible. We got beat 1-0. And then we went to Stamford Bridge and they gave us a real game. Eden Hazard tore us apart and Daniel Sturridge needs to score a worldie for us to grab a draw. Yes, we lost this time in Napoli, but I don't think anyone came away disappointed with the overall effort and performance. And then we've gone and won at Stamford Bridge. So, yeah, really, really pleased.
I mean, we've done loads of content. We did the instant match reactions. We've done a final word. We're going to do the man of the match. And it's one of them where it's all positives. And yeah, Kante scored a worldie against us, and there were times when we were pushed back, but it's another win that we've ground out. It's another win towards going for this Premier League title, this elusive Premier League title, and it's a tough place to go to. We spoke about it a lot. It's one of them. You've got to go to your top six rivals. I know they're nowhere near, but you've got to go to your top six rivals and away, and you've got to win. And you expect to win at home, but a draw would have been good. And the fact that we've gone there and got a win, I think bodes really, really well for the future.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more. Listen, if you're watching it, don't forget to subscribe on the YouTube channel, of course. Check back tomorrow for more news. And as Tom mentioned there, the final word show, it's about 60 minutes looking back at the match, is free on the Redmen TV YouTube channel. But we've also got the Man of the Match podcast, and we're recording around the league. We're going to have a little bit of a look at the troubles at Manchester United at the moment this afternoon, which is always good fun. So go over to theredmentv.com to get more fantastic Liverpool and beyond that content. Other than that, we'll see you back here tomorrow.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com